The first broadcast that I ever did, I was just playing in local jazz orchestras on Cape Ann. Lots of business in those days in the early 20s. We worked many nights a week with different groups, the dances, we're playing dances. So a friend of mine, Clayton Cunningham, a guitar and banjo player, played banjo in those days, 1922 I'm referring to. He was up in New Hampshire in a band called Brazil's Blue Band, based at Keene, New Hampshire, spelled K-E-E-N-E. They played one-night stands in Vermont, New Hampshire, and sometimes in Massachusetts. It's a territory band. So they needed a trumpet player at the end of the season. Clay had been up there all summer. So I accepted to go up there. Clay knew what I could do. My father had a 1917 Model T Ford, which we called a Tin Lizzie. Hand crank, no self-starter. So I drove that Model T touring car to Fitchburg, Massachusetts, halfway across the state of Massachusetts, toward the west, from Cape Ann, where I'm located, near Gloucester in Lanesville, village of Lanesville, part of Gloucester. I drove to Fitchburg, where my uncle lived. He had a large family, by the way. They all were musicians, too. They had their own orchestra, private orchestra. So I left the Model T Ford, 346 Elm Street, where they lived. I left the Ford there, and they drove me to Gardner, Massachusetts, an adjoining city, quite a large city. And we went through the woods in that. They had a Ford, too. One of the sons, named Fred, relative, my cousin, drove me, and he said, "We'll take a shortcut to go to Gardner, Massachusetts." So he went through some backwoods tote road. We had to lift up birch trees to get through. And then they had bent over from storm, but we did make it. And I arrived at the town hall in Gardner and met Brazil and his blue band, including Clayton Cunningham from Gloucester, the banjo player. What amazed me was they had a grand piano on the stage painted white. I've never forgotten that. So we played Gardner, Massachusetts, then we went back to Keene, and then we went to Bellows Falls, Vermont, where there was the Vermont Farm Machinery Company, and we were asked to play at a radio station. In 1922, they were rare. There was a mast on the top of the factory in the studio. So we broadcast from that studio, which had a big horn such as Edison. But this one was 10 feet long and maybe 4 feet square, made out of wood, this big wooden horn with a microphone at the end of it, and going into the so-called studio. Well, we broadcast maybe a half an hour to a picnic at Barber Park, B-A-R-B-E-R, Barber Park. There was some sort of a convention having a picnic. I think it was some sort of a union, I'm not sure, it doesn't matter. They had set up receivers there, and we broadcast specially to that group. Sort of a unique idea. So that was my first radio broadcast, 1922 in September. And later, they didn't even have a call sign then, but now, then later it became WLAK, William Love Abel King, WLAK. That's the call sign now. But this I found out later, while we arrived at the picnic grounds, we're greeted as real heroes, the gladiators. We had a terrific reception. You'd think we were really someone in those days. So that was my first broadcast. Later on, I've had a radio amateur license since 1919 under the call sign 1PU. We didn't have prefixes yet because signals didn't reach other countries. It was 1 Princeton University, to use those phonetic. Sort of a horrible sounding call. Anyhow, I came back after I retired from the music business. I went back into ham radio here after World War II. I was back on KFAN. And I talked to people all over New England, all over the world, in fact. But I ran into one A.D. and found out that he was Charles Doe, and he had built that radio station. So we talked for many, a long time, several years. And then finally they associated a lot of importance to that first broadcast in the state of Vermont. It was one of the first in the whole country. So he asked me to get all the names. I had my diaries, I found my diaries, and I remember the names of the people in the band. So Clayton Cunningham of Gloucester was listed, and I was, and others. And the historical, they wanted it for historical record of the state of Vermont, Pioneer Broadcasting.